Tonight about things that we should always be doing. And on last week, we talked about how we ought to be praying always without fainting. And on next week, we're going to be talking about being zealous, being enthusiastic about God's will. How often? Always. But tonight, I want us to consider a thought about being thankful to God always. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, in verse number 4, the Apostle Paul there is saying something very interesting to the church at Corinth. He said, I thank my God always concerning you. Why? For the grace of God, which was given to you by Christ Jesus. You consider the things that we ought to be very thankful for. Here, Paul says, for the grace of God that was given to you. He didn't say for the grace of God that was in you. He said that was given to you. The gospel message. The gospel system. And when we think about the church of Corinth and we consider the gospel system, it made me think about a few things. It made me think about the beauty of the gospel. It made me think about Galatians 1 and verse number 6. And Romans 1 verse 16 rather. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. But remember what Paul said in Galatians 1 and verse 6? He said, I marvel that you're so soon removed from him who called into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. We should not be thankful for other gospels. Why? Other gospels confuse people. We should always be thankful that we have the word of God and God's system of religion, God's system of belief, God's great news that actually teaches us how to be saved and how to remain saved. And so I want us to consider just for a few minutes on tonight and how Paul was thanking God for the grace of God which was given to them and how we ought to be thankful to God for the gospel that has been given to us. And so when we think about things we ought to be thankful for, we ought to be thankful for genuine faith. Genuine faith. It is the faith once delivered for the saints. Unto the saints, rather, Jude verse number 3, that has been given to us. We ought to be thankful for when people are genuinely trying to keep the faith. There's too many trying to run away from the faith. Friends, when we stop and we consider our own personal lives as God's people, we should always be thankful for those who are genuinely attempting to keep the faith. And friends, we have a responsibility to do that. And so in Ephesians chapter 3, just put this in your notes. Don't have time to go over these. Verses 1 through 9, we understand how the Jews and Gentiles were going to be in one body, Jesus Christ making peace, Ephesians 2, 11 through 14. But Paul was so thankful for the mystery of God. And he thanked God always. But look at Ephesians 3. If you look at verse number 14, he says, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because of what God did through the mystery. We should always be thankful for what Jesus Christ did for us. We should always be thankful for the Lord's church, the church of Christ. We should always be thankful for God's system of religion. And we should always be thankful being members of the Lord's church. Turn your Bibles to Colossians 3. In Colossians 3 and verse number 15, Paul literally says, by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Notice what he says here in verse number 15. We often go to verse number 16 as it relates to singing in the church. But in verse number 15, why should we be singing? Because we are a thankful people. And we should always be thanking God. And let the peace of God rule, literally in the Greek, umpire, in your hearts. Meaning, God's peace should call the shots. God's peace should call the shots in our lives. To which also you were called in one body. Ephesians chapter 4, that one body is the church. Ephesians 1, 22 and 23. And notice how he ends that verse. Be thankful. I'm so thankful, Brother Ryan. I'm a member of the Lord's church. I don't know what to do. Aren't you thankful? And we should always be thankful. I've said this before. I'll say it again. If God did nothing else for us, he'd done enough by giving us the church. He's done enough by giving us his son. He's done enough by giving us the blood of his son. He's done enough. Let me give you one more to think about. We ought to be thankful to God for the hope of eternal life and thankful that if we die in Christ, turn to Revelation 14. In Revelation 14, here we have the Spirit and telling John to write. And look at verse 13. We ought to be thanking God. Michael Light says this all the time, and I appreciate it. You know, when older members, they get old and they begin to die off in the Lord, we ought to be thankful. Why? Because they could have died outside of Christ. No hope. But they died inside of Christ, and they have hope. And that's why we're not like the world who, we don't sorrow as if we have no hope. We have hope. We ought to be thanking God. But here we find the Spirit telling John, notice what he says in verse number 13, "Then I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, write, blessed are the dead that die in the Lord. Yea, henceforth saith the Spirit, they do rest from their labors and their works do follow." Friends, we ought to be thankful to the God of heaven that gives us hope. And so when someone dies in the Lord, we ought to be thankful. The very fact that we're members of the Lord's church, we ought to be thankful. The very fact that God hasn't left us to confusion, one gospel. The very fact that we are in Christ, we ought to be thankful. Aren't you thankful? But how often should we be thankful? Always. We should always be thankful. So I end with this. Y'all forgive me. So I traveled to San Antonio to go see old Hudson. I had to. I'm sorry. I just had to. So I get all my work done, and I shoot on down there. And I was so thankful. Brother Chad, I was so thankful. Thankful to be a grandfather. Thankful to be a man of God. Thankful to have beautiful children. Thankful to have a Bible that leads me, that I can instill it in them. Thankful. Brethren, if God has done nothing else for us, he's done enough by giving us everything we need. Aren't you thankful? You ought to be thankful. So the next time you want to complain, just be thankful. Next time you want to get mad at shepherds, just be thankful. Just put a plug here for us, Royce. Next time you want to be upset about anything, why don't you just stop and be thankful? If you're not a child of God, we want you to be, thankful. Why? Because you have an opportunity to hear the gospel. You don't have to remain in your sin. Sin separates us from God. Isaiah 59, 1 and 2. You can obey the gospel, the good news, the glad tidings of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 8. By believing that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, being willing to repent of your sins, confess Christ to be Lord, be buried in water for the remission of your sins. And God will do something amazing in your life. He'll cleanse your conscience from dead works. He'll add you to his Son's church, the Lord's church, the church of Christ. Be faithful unto death, and he'll give you the crown of life. But maybe you're a child of God and you haven't been thankful. You know, when you're not thankful, you'll depart from the Lord. And you'll complain about everything. And God has done enough for us as we stand and as we sing the Savior's invitation.